Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
All right, in the first half, we get into Dawson's Garden. I get into SportsCenter Top 10 being corrupted. We got some calls as well. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other. And you work hard, too. How about you save some time? You save some money in your bundle. Get your automotive policy, and you put it with your homeowners or your renter's insurance, and you do it at geico.com. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save with Geico. Geico makes it easy at geico.com. That is geico.com. Social Gloves pay-per-view, June 12th, live from Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens. Social Gloves presents Battle of the Platforms, streaming on Live by Live. Watch the internet's biggest rivalry, YouTubers versus TikTokers. They square off in the ring. It's the social media rivalry we love to hate. Headlined by Austin McBroom, founder of the Ace Family, fighting against teen idol and TikTok star Bryce Hall. Plus, can't miss performances from today's top music artists. Saturday, June 12th. Don't miss it on pay-per-view. Packages on sale now starting at $29.99. For a limited time, you can buy it at socialgloves.livexlive.com. Get tickets May 29th before prices go up. TikTok versus YouTube, which side are you on?
From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, author and radio host, Sandra Singh Lowe. With Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects. And now, non-birthing person, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice, but got a mandate. You get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That is right.
And Bald Brian?
I'm your daddy.
Well, speaking of that, Dawson has brought in a bounty from his garden.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, a horn of plenty. tomatoes, zucchinis or cucumbers?
Zucchini.
Zucchini. Zucchinis grow well. And
they're like a weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let them go too long. They're like people. Too small, no good. Too big, freakishly bad. Mm-hmm. You want that sweet zucchini spot, yeah. Right? You got to get them.
The zucchini window.
You leave them alone, man. They just become like a bouncer with a new XL sweatsuit, man. They just keep going. I when I moved into my first house, that was one of the first things I did. It's like, I'm starting a garden. And zucchini was one of them. And there's a couple of them. I just let them go. And they just became the size of like a shoebox. And
so then, what do you do with it? Is it bad?
It's a mealy, mess when it gets that big.
Yeah.
No!
Can I please say, first of all, I enjoy that we're all in jewel tones, but I am enjoying that particular shade of blue on you.
Well, thank you.
Is that new?
Yes.
I can tell, and I like it a lot.
You know it's new because I've only worn it 9 times.
That's right.
You turned his Adidas jacket inside out.
It's sort of a royal blue. It's sort of cyan.
Midnight blue?
I'm enjoying it.
It's becoming. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Your summer look.
Brian, you look fine.
So a couple things. Sandra Lowe is going to come on.
Love
Sing
her.
Lowe, I guess.
Sing
yeah.
Sing Lowe.
She's I got it.
I keep going.
Keep going.
Coming
The Bitch is Back is the name of her show. It's a one-woman show, and we'll take a look at that and talk to her about that. Yes.
It's you can't find it online anymore, but her she used to have this amazing, I won't even call it a show, but like a segment on the radio called The Low Life. Mm-hmm. And she would do these beautiful sort of stories about like what's going on in her life and her kids and her family. And I have adored her for so many years. This is very exciting.
Well, good. We'll play a clip of her on Mar recently. Mm-hmm. And
this is her explaining menopause.
Her explaining menopause on Mar.
So instead of menopause being the change, it's actually the return. Your hormone levels scientifically right. are the same as they are as a preteen girl.
So
you're actually returning to where you were as a 12-year-old when you were like a normal person before the estrogen cloud came down and you started like cutting up sandwiches for people and folding socks and getting, you know, food for able-bodied people who can get their own fucking food. And so, like at age 46, when that estrogen starts to lift, you go, what the fuck have I been doing? Ooh. Get your own fucking sandwiches, and that's when the leg of lamb goes out the window. So it is when the woman returns to normalcy. She becomes the same narcissistic
going through it now.
We become normal.
You're demonstrating.
You get me a sandwich. That's,
security.
I'm sorry.
It's a menopausal woman.
Yeah, I need my
What are you talking about?
As someone who's only ever heard her on public radio, that was jarring. Oh, a lot of F-bombs.
Well, be prepared for some pod bombs.
I can't wait.
So we'll talk to her about that.
She was like famously fired by KCRW for dropping the F-bomb.
I love her.
That must have been a long time ago. I don't feel
2004.
I don't feel like it's a fireable offense anymore, an F-bomb.
Yeah, so I can read you like the sentence she used it in. Because she meant to do an intentional bleep.
Right.
So she did say it, but the engineer forgot to bleep it.
And she got canned.
Hmm. All right.
So the line was, my husband, my soulmate, my roommate of 15 years, he sleeps late, doesn't listen, and moves my stuff around. But he does play guitar for Bette Midler on her massive new stage show. There are times when he stands within 5 feet of her. So I guess I have to fuck him. Because you know what? It's finally dawned on me. This tour, and then it's just dot, dot, dot. So it was supposed to get bleeped.
It's on the engineer, Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of that, so veggies. You're growing veggies. You're bringing them in. I notice this may divide the nation, but I like a Roma tomato.
Sure.
And or I like a beefsteak tomato. The round ones, not the grape
size
ones.
The plum size.
Not the plum size ones. Mm. Even the medium golf ball, slightly bigger than a golf ball size round ones. I feel the skin is too thin. Mm. I like the meat.
Anything smaller than an heirloom, you're playing with fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't recall what they called these tomatoes, but the selection at the Home Depot when I got them months ago, they had one. No.
You raise them from seedlings?
No, the plant was like, a stalk 1 foot tall probably, put it in the ground. Now it's 4 feet tall. Mm. There are at least 70 green tomatoes on it right now, like three or four ripen every day, and then just set them on the counter until they turn nice and red. They're juicy. They're so good.
Chicken or rabbit wire around?
No, I don't really have a problem with squirrels or anything like that. My dogs get in the garden, but just to get me to throw toys for them when I'm working in there.
Still a problem with Mexicans, but the chicken wire doesn't really keep them back at bay.
I got green onions.
Mm.
I got blueberries that are going nuts.
Nice.
Radishes, cabbage.
Damn.
Victory garden.
What are the little tomatoes called?
Cherry
tomatoes. Got a ton of those.
Not a cherry tomato guy.
Well, you don't like
they're
the
good
explosion.
In salads, but they're tough to get with your fork.
You got to cut them in half for the salad.
All right. Now, here's the big question, and does anyone know what I'm talking about? The huge green caterpillars that would show up on the tomato vines.
Yeah, sure. They're kind of furry.
Yeah.
They're more just meaty and green and huge. And they're huge and oversized. Do you have those, Dawson?
I believe there is one somewhere in that bushy tomato plant because one of the tomatoes that I picked had a hole of the approximate size of one of those.
Well, so, Dawson, I can confirm that one of the tomatoes you gave me, there was a little friend inside. And he was super cute. I didn't eat it, but I did put him outside. So, they and he was little. So they do get in there. Can I give one quick little...
Well, the ones that get big get grotesquely big.
I'm so glad I didn't see that shit. What I did with Dawson's zucchini last time is I just took a carrot peeler, like a regular vegetable peeler, and just peeled it all the way down so they were ribbons and then did an NSNG chicken Alfredo. So you can just literally, you don't have to get a spiralizer, just peel it like ribbons and use that instead.
I wanted to know, Gina, if you could make zucchini sticks, like fried zucchini sticks. Try that.
I've never done zucchini because you have to sweat zucchini, but I'll do it for you.
Sweet.
Do it and do the homemade ranch sauce.
You got it.
With
now
it.
You're talking.
All right. Well, the top 10 on the Sports Center has been corrupted.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Hyla? In this world where everything, you know, the Oscars has been corrupted and the Golden Globes and all of humanity.
Let me guess, women's sports?
Been corrupted. Yeah, a lot of, well, I'll tell you where it started, and this is where we all needed, because, you know, first they started playing soccer highlights and no one said a word, right. And then they came
and
for
then
us.
They came for you.
Then they, yeah.
We all should have piped up when the soccer highlights made the top 10.
Please don't misappropriate the Holocaust sign.
No, this is way worse.
Okay.
The top 10.
Then they came for you and you said nothing.
It's made for huge dunks. It's made for buzzer-beating three-pointers.
Yeah, it's made for alley-oop dunks. It's made for over-the-fence catches.
Over-the-fence catches. Yeah. It's made for, you know, field goals, 57 yards plus. Uh-huh. You know, it's made for a lot of highlights.
Catches, okay. Hail Marys.
Great catches. Throwbacks, where the quarterback hands the ball off and then goes out on the route, the flare pattern, and they throw the flag pattern to him.
Okay.
That's what it's made for. It's not made for soccer.
Leaf lickers.
It's not made for softball. But I was watching SportsCenter's Top 10 two nights ago, and there was a softball catch.
Oh, come on. It's the World Series.
Let's watch the catch.
Okay.
So it starts with 10, and 10 is a dude playing college baseball.
This month for the U.S. Open,
lays out.
Fans, I'm sure.
Just completely lays out. I think a third baseman.
High school baseball.
Just goes, or high school baseball, and just, I saw an aluminum bat. Over the back, over the shoulder, laying out. Good catch. Now we got a dunk. We got an NBA dunk coming up here.
Sure.
Good. Solid.
That's number 9. But I'll tell you what's better.
Florida State and Alabama college softball.
All right, now you got to watch the catch and then the replay because she fell down.
Catch coming in.
This is a fairly pedestrian softball catch. I played 2,000 softball games. Stop it. First off, if you booted that would be on you. That would be an error. That's charging straight forward and catch. That's not laying out. That is, anyone who's played softball has seen that catch made 4.5 times a game every single
not
9
Not only
innings.
That, but Chris, put up a still of the actual catch if you can, like an actual like where she makes the catch. If they flip the glove over, that's
right.
Just a
she
running
had it
catch.
Sideways.
She just happened to trip.
Yeah, catch.
She had the ball was 3 feet off the ground.
That is nipple height.
She came in and caught it at waist or above height and then got her pants soiled when she hit the turf. But she caught the ball. This is not a top 10 play. This is a pedestrian, could have taken place at any park in Chicago, any time of the year. This kind of catch I would have made on 4.5 beers, no problemo, my entire goddamn career. This is not top 10. This is affirmative action.
You're outraged.
They have shoehorned a pedestrian softball catch. This is not home run robbing. This is not the over the shoulder layout. This is not the spectacular turning of the two after the backhand on third base. This is a come in 25 feet, catch it waist high. It's been corrupted, Gina.
I get it. I
got
you.
Bad news for you.
Yeah, it's bad news for me.
This is affirmative action for softball and women's sports. You must have better catches. You're allowed to show it in the highlights of the game. Not allowed to crack. Cannot crack the
Understood.
Top 10.
Call thank it an 11.
Thank God you put that student athlete in her place.
That's right. That's right.
By
all
the
coins she's making, the endorsements, the sweet, sweet deals,
laughing
the private travel
bank.
And
yeah.
all that. I'm going to bring her down a couple notches.
By the way, the Seminoles, how much longer is that going to last?
I do not know.
I don't think the college is so steeped in tradition. This is 125 years of like Seminole pride or Illini pride. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. I don't think that ever changes.
Oh, wow.
I would be surprised.
I think the Florida universities have actual deals with some of the native tribes.
The tribes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they do get a cut of stuff.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
So like they're in this. I believe it's either the Seminoles or, you know,
so it makes
somebody's
sense for
they're in
to
on the
keep
game.
On it. I get it.
Native Americans love their merch, and they love hammering those checks.
You just unearthed a memory of mine from my childhood when I used to be really into baseball. So speaking of unnecessary dives, I sent Chris the link. I'm about to look through it. It's about halfway through. It's Robin Yount, the famous
Brewer.
Milwaukee Brewer, used to play center field for the Brewers. And there was a no-hitter that was in progress. I think it was Juan Nieves. It's not important. Anyway, Eddie Murray hits one to center field, and Robin Yount hot dogs it and like unnecessarily dives to like make a spectacular play to save this no-hitter. But if we can see the actual clip, like, he could have very easily just laid the glove out, made a running catch.
But he put a little razzle-dazzle on it.
He did an unnecessary dive.
Did it make the top 10? That's my contention. Just answer the question.
Oh, yeah, that was extra.
Robin gave a little oomph. I mean, it looked spectacular. He could have made a running catch easily. A former shortstop.
It was already in his glove before he jumped.
He pushed off a little at the end, but that was a pretty laid out. It was pretty laid out. I mean, he may have kept his feet under him. I'm a big Yount fan. You know that. And I'm saying it's a little bit of an effort there. He may have kept his feet under him.
Easily.
Misogynist.
Yeah, but I would argue that if you try to keep your feet under you, because I've played a lot of center field, it can be a little, I don't know. I thought he was pretty, that was a pretty good catch.
It was a great catch.
He covered a lot of ground. I'll give him that.
He's a great athlete. Played shortstop at one point.
What the hell else did I want to get into?
Brewers talking, Paul Molitor.
Yeah. let's see. We have an unprepared. We have facetious.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember hearing this. This was up with Adam Ray, Jam in the Van, I believe, Max Pata.
Yes.
And facetious is a word I can use, but floating on its own, I was having trouble finding how to describe it. All right, here it is.
They spelled it wrong, but facetious is our first word.
Oh, boy, what a one to get out of the fucking gate.
Yeah.
Not since someone wrote Belgium on one of those things have I been so fucking stymied. Facetious means you're smart in making fun of somebody. Is that what being facetious is?
Yeah, isn't it like sarcastic?
It's like sarcastic for people with a thesaurus. I don't know. had me a douchebag. I don't know why we need facetious. Yeah. Oh, he's being facetious. It's got a weird kind of a fecal kind of a sound to it. It has a fecal sound to it. It sounds
the poop
like,
for sure.
You went to the doctor? Yeah, I've got facetiousism. Oh, what's the deal? Oh, you know, I got to wear loose fitting pants for a couple of days and stay off the unicycle. And he says,
why is that?
I have facetiousitis. I got a facetious.
Leaky asshole?
Yeah. Those weren't the words he used.
Oh.
He said air it out.
Yeah.
By the way, is there a bigger cop out for a doctor than just air it out? You know what I mean? Yeah. What should I do? Yeah, walk around nude for 4 days. Go down to the beach, pull out a nutsack, you'll be fine. It's got to get air.
Yeah.
Really? Why am I paying you a deductible to tell me, I could just lay on the bed? I could have learned this on fucking Little House in the Prairie. I feel sorry for anyone who has any condition that has to do with their asshole. You know what I mean?
For sure. I have the most empathy for that.
Yeah, you want to know why? You get no fucking. You garner no sympathy, only laughter and scoffing. Yeah. That's what asshole stuff does, right?
It's a funny part of the body to have a syndrome or a disease, or because it sounds made up. Whatever it is,
yeah, you have a number of holes in your body, right? Yeah,
I think.
You got your ears, you got your mouth, you got your asshole, right?
Check.
You say to somebody, I got a problem with my adenoids. It's fucking killing me. They're like, oh, man, I had that too. You got to gargle with salt water. And you go, I have an ear infection. I think it's thrown off my equilibrium. I think I have tinnitus or something. It's a ring in my ear. Yeah. Then you go, my asshole is on fire. And I was like,
Yeah, people start going, you're going to die soon. That's what that means, man.
Yes. And by the way, speaking of equilibrium, your ear will throw you off, but your asshole, that is your compass.
Yeah.
That is your is your fucking center compass.
By the way, that is a t-shirt if I've ever heard
your
of it.
Your asshole is your compass. When something's wrong with your asshole, it's like when they do those specials on the Devil's Triangle. That's where the compass is just spinning around. Like, yeah. Why is Adam walking sideways? His asshole is on the fritz again.
He doesn't know north from south.
That's right. No sympathy for the asshole. Yeah.
Great first word. Great first word, huh? Holy shit. We're right out of the gate.
Facetious.
Well done.
If you work that into your stand-up, it's your true brown star.
Oh.
North brown star. Yeah.
You can have that.
Oh, it's not bad.
Quick
actually.
Plug for Adam Ray. I know you guys don't watch it yet, though. I think Adam, you have plans to the show Hacks, which is getting better and better. Gene Smart plays this sort of washed-up Vegas comedian, and great.
I love comedian.
Oh, this
series.
Is fantastic and great. Adam Ray featured episode. It's called 1.69, and there's a reason for that. And he just plays this fucking douchebag that she ends up kind of dismantling on stage, and it's a great episode, and he does a great job.
Well, we shall be where do we find
that's
it?
That's HBO.
HBO
Max or whatever.
All right. So a little bit ago, we had ex-Navy SEAL and author Jack Carr in here. It was about 3 weeks ago, I think, and he was talking about having to board a vessel from a Zodiac boat.
Right.
Did he talk about falling off or like...
He did fall once,
He fell off not while boarding the vessel, getting from one Zodiac to the other. I think he fell in between.
And he didn't think about drowning. He thought about how shaming it would be if he lost any equipment.
Well, he talked about having all the ops information and everyone would have to redo their code and whatever if he was compromised.
A fate worse than death.
Yes, which is good. So he was talking about having to board these Iranian shipping vessels, these container ships or oil ships or something. They'd leave at night. They'd leave in bad weather.
They're trying to be undetected.
They'd have to pull up next to them while they're at full throttle. And then they'd have to throw the rope ladder over the top and with the grappling hook, hope it grabbed onto something. And then scale up the side of the ship in the middle of the night while it was going 30 miles an hour in rough seas. Yeah. So this is him, but then I'll play you a solution there's been a solution to this problem. Wow. So the boat, let me just see if we can paint the picture. It's nighttime.
Yep.
Terrible weather.
Terrible weather, and the boat's moving at a full clip. I mean, they're not going half speed.
Out.
They're going as fast as they can go. And you're pulling up next to them in what kind of craft?
Like a smaller, it's called a rigid hull inflatable boat. So it's like 33 feet. Anyway, it's like a small rubber boat and you can fit, I don't know, 8, 10, 11 guys on there, something like that. And you had a couple of them and you'd zoom up alongside and then you'd throw these ladders up and hook in the middle of the night, pull the hook away and it would unroll this little thing called a caving ladder, which is about that big. And then you'd climb up this thing, banging off the side of the ship, hoping that it's holding up there with this little tiny hook on it. And get over the side and then clear that ship.
So Pete Brock from Shelby fame and BRE fame, who sends me crazy videos, who sent me the Phalanx video game video that we erroneously played, sent one that was more verifiable about the Royal Marines, I think, English. I guess the Navy SEALs of England, and they figured out a way to board a ship that
is he player one in this scenario?
This is two person player.
A little cleaner than this. We'll take a look at it. So they show the rigid hull inflatable ribbed boat pulling up next to the bigger vessel.
Yeah, it's
which
a raft,
is
a rubber raft.
Rubber raft, and one of the bigger vessels is one of their vessels. They're not experimenting with Iranian container ships, and the one guy fires up a jetpack. The jetpack is coming out of his hands. He's got two big jets that he's wearing on both hands. I guess the propulsion system or the fuel is the backpack, but the actual lifting is done by his hands, his fists. He's holding them down. He's covering several hundred feet, flying in front of the boat. Then he lowers himself down with these thrusters onto the deck of the ship, And then once he gets onto the ship, that's when he secures the ladder and tosses the ladder off the edge.
That's amazing. Wow. That's Superman. We're there.
Yeah.
It's Iron Man.
It's Iron
Man. He's using his hands to like propel.
Right. It's a bunch of little mini jets, probably the same kind of little jets that I used to have back in the day in model airplanes. I had little turbine jets, and then they hang the rope ladder off the side, and then the people climb up.
But, and that way you know it's secure. You're not the one having to throw it over. There's somebody up there waiting for you, overseeing this.
That's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
And how else could you do it? I mean, if you really think about it. And I was thinking about the old way of throwing the rope ladder with the hook on it. That's several thousand years old.
No, sure.
Like, that technology has not changed since people are trying to get over the Great Wall of China.
That's some trebuchet shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. Of course, put the thrusters in the hands so you can control them. But, fast, slow, side to side. If it's in the backpack, like we always dreamed, it's hard to control.
Yeah, and also, whenever you'd see it in the movies, you'd always see the fire coming out of the backpack.
Yeah. Like, that's
a little tough on the back of the calves and the coolie.
That was really cool because you always think of, like, the, the Cabo version, like the water for fun. It's like, how are they going to pull this? Yeah, this is a totally new level.
I wonder, the question with that stuff is always, how much fuel do you have? Like, those guys
just enough
probably have less than 3 minutes, although you can get a lot done in 3 minutes. But it's kind of nice to see technology working for the good guys or something like that. I thought that was a really cool video.
Why don't we have that?
I think
where's ours?
I think I have seen on TMZ that somebody invented a sort of multi-fan. So they took the, what do they call them? Not the droids. They call them the
drones.
Drones. The drones. They took sort of the drone technology and put enough of those fan motors on there. So there's a difference. Like, this guy was using a jet technology. Right. These guys are using like ducted fan technology where it's just a fan blade facing down, not an impeller and a propeller and a jet, whatever. But there's footage of guys. Although, I don't know if it's ever going to come to the mainstream because the guy who's riding the thing, he's got to be a buck 35, maybe a buck 40. And anyone who's been to Disneyland lately?
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get one of those.
Need a seatbelt extender.
Not one of those heavyweights. Not one of the big fellas on there.
That is also badass.
He is literally using propellers and just buzzing around the canopy of a forest.
He's standing on a drone, essentially.
He's standing on a drone, and he's just using his body weight. It's kind of like snowboarding. Yeah. Just lean to the right, lean to the left. Wow. He's going above the canopy. I mean, he's got to be 80, 90 feet in the air.
This is stuff you literally only do in dreams.
Yes. Yeah. It's really interesting stuff. So it's coming, Back to the Future.
That's right.
And again, the batteries or the fuel, I think it's all about, it's probably a lot like where electric cars were 25 years ago. Like, it's cool, but the range is really short. But we'll get to that range.
That was my question. I know not of what I speak, but could that jet-powered one we saw first be powered by, lithium-ion batteries if you had enough of them or advanced enough ones?
Maybe with nothing we have today, but in 10 years, who knows?
Like a Tesla battery, literally a car battery or a whole home battery. You had a big backpack on.
Well, those batteries weigh a lot, I think that's a lot of the problem. But eventually, maybe we'll get there. Either way.
Damn impressive.
That's badass.
If I'm working on one of the ships where Iron Man boards, I'm just setting my gun down and walking away. Whatever you guys got, that's a little more than what we got here.
You are the captain now.
That's right. That's right. All right. So let's see. Let me hit Humble CBD, based out of Southern California. Humble makes insanely great hemp-derived CBD products for any occasion. Humble is committed to helping you stay grounded no matter what life brings. Their line of CBD products is geared to help you focus, relax, recover, and more. Only for my listeners, Humble is offering 25% off your first order. So use the promo code Adam and use it to save on your entire order site-wide. So go to humble.com and you should go to, humblecbd.com. That is humblecbd.com. Choose any of their products, whatever you need to relax, fine. You want to get your head right, fine. You want to sleep a little better, fine. You go to humblecbd.com and get 25% off your entire order site-wide with the code Adam. Stay grounded with Humble CBD. All right, take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there, owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Do you want to be a part of Adam's next book?
I have a Grammy-winning vagina.
Submit your questions for Ask an Asshole by emailing them to askhole@adamcarolla.com. Please include your name, age, and location. Ask about any topic you need the Ace Man's advice or answers on. That's askhole@adamcarolla.com.
Yeah, I started getting into some of those emails with Lynch yesterday. I had a commute. I was in my car, got some downtime. Mm-hmm. So he picks up the phone and he starts reading me emails. And they're emails, they're on cars or transportation or politics or relationships or parenting. Like, they're just all the different categories. And one, some stuff I've kind of heard before and then other stuff I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions I'll paraphrase was, how come you don't see men on the back of motorcycles with women driving?
Mm.
Women riding the motorcycle and the guy on the back.
Does not happen. If it does, it's a punchline in a movie.
Right, right. It's Jim Carrey on the back of the chick with the Vespa. So I thought about it a little bit. I thought, well, what is that? Yeah, I mean, I get it. But also, I started thinking, there's a lot of guys out there, and they're pretty damn progressive these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, you turn on the TV commercial, there's the guy, he's got the man bun, he's got the kid, the woman's dressed, she kisses him, she's off to the law office, he's staying behind taking care of the kids. We've shifted a lot of the roles around. Sure. Lots of guys, you know, pretty woke, pretty progressive, lots of motorcycles. Mm-hmm. I see, especially if you walk up and down PCH on a Saturday, I see a lot of bikes going up and down PCH.
Weekend warrior.
And your choices are dudes alone or dudes with chick on the back.
Yes.
Never chick with dude on the back. So I started to really think, like, well, it's 2021. Women ride bikes. Why aren't we there? How come it's such an anomaly? Mm-hmm. That's such to the point where I've never seen it. And I said to Mike, Mike, you know, there's a lot of guys. I make fun of them all the time. They got a lot of bracelets. Mm-hmm. You know, they're hipsters or woke.
They're not eating stew.
They're wearing bracelets. Wife's maybe making more than them. Maybe they're not working at all. Maybe they're trying to get their vegan cheese business off the ground.
Their chia pudding.
While she fucking goes in and subsidizes it. Whoa, there's a lot of those guys. Why wouldn't those guys be on the back of the bike?
But on the back of what bike?
I mean, I said, those guys are too big of pussies to have a motorcycle. They're too fucking scared. Those guys are scared of everything, and they'd never allow the old lady to have a motorcycle. It's too dangerous.
So the populace you're drawing from, motorcycle riders, already have made that decision.
Yeah.
Right. So the guys who say, I'm going to ride a motorcycle are the old school right. guys yeah. who are set in their ways. The folks who, the guys who would gladly hop on the back of their woman's bike would not let their woman have a bike. It would be too dangerous. They have kids. You can't ride a motorcycle. Yeah. So that's the group. Because it's not that half the country isn't perfectly willing to get behind their woman on a bike right. Or anything else. It's that that half... is too scared to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah. It's a non-starter. Yeah.
And that's why you don't see it.
Wow.
There's a book preview.
Yeah, there you excerpt. Go.
Well, it was kind of funny because what happens is I just drive and Mike spits stuff out and I go, I never thought about that one. And then something opens up and he starts typing and I start spouting and next thing you know, we have our sixth book. The other thing I was talking about was, as it pertained to that, is where you put your hands as a dude who has to get on the back of a bike of another dude.
Don't you hold on to their like belt buckle in the back?
Well, I figured out that if you got your hands around their waist,
it's a date.
You may be gay. Yeah. You're probably a bottom. Put the hands on the shoulders. Mm-hmm. Now you've been upgraded to bi.
Right. You're top.
Arms folded and smoking. You're the straightest dude on the fucking planet.
I was going to say, put the guy in a chokehold, but that won't go very long.
I've definitely seen the I don't want to do this at all, but I'm compromising hands guy with the back. One hand holding the back of his seat.
I was telling Mike yesterday, I grew up seeing dudes frequently smoking on motorcycles because everyone smoked and the guys who smoked had motorcycles. I mean, these are guys that, you know, health wasn't at the top of their list.
Sure.
Right. Safety wasn't. So they rode bikes and they smoked,
which is a
power
kind of
move, power look.
When back in the day, when I first moved here, the person I was with had a motorcycle, the Gold Wing, because we got into it on how to pronounce that.
Not the Gold Wing.
Right. And I kind of think this might be my badass power move. We would go on these long rides and with the helmet and with the noise and the freeways, I would fall asleep on the back of the bike.
Wow.
I have a touch of narcolepsy, I think, but like I thought, like I am so loose as a goose, I would fall asleep on the bike like on the way to San Diego.
Yeah, I've ridden on the back of many a dude's bike just because when I was growing up, nobody had transportation and at some buddy or some point your buddy Chris would get a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come pick you up. It's like, what are you going to do? You don't have a car. I used to tote Ray around. Ray would frequently ride barefoot, smoking on the back of my motorcycle.
Shorts.
Fell off the back of Chris's when he's trying to light a cigarette, and Chris gave it a little gas and just kind of popped him barefoot again. And distinctly remember taking that Honda 400 Ford to the Arco in North Hollywood and putting in like 61 cents worth of gas. All right, we got some calls up here. Oh, here's something. Somebody tweeted me this, and I've always been interested in this story, the Ray Caruth story.
Yeah, the son's in the news.
Yeah, the Ray Caruth story. He's a standout wide receiver for the Panthers.
Pretty sure Panthers,
I think. Gina, remember this one?
I only know him from the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler. Ray Caruth, he converted.
Oh, really?
No,
Rod Carew.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Very different.
Very different.
Very different.
Sorry.
See, my mind was like, oh, didn't Sandler do an updated version of that?
No,
and
that
so
was my bad.
I went with Gina,
don't
benefit
ever go
of the doubt.
Me.
Like, I was like, oh, in the updated one, did he touch on Ray Carew?
Don't listen to me.
Standout wide receiver, got his baby mama. Right. Preggers.
Oh, he did not convert to Judaism.
He's been in the joint a long time.
I know who we're talking about. Yes, yes.
Took her out to a movie.
Right, yep.
Took her back home, made sweet love to her.
And then?
Then sent her on her way, and along the dark highway had someone intercept her at 9 months pregnant and just unload a clip into her while she was sitting in the car. At the stop sign.
That's kind of a conversion. He converted her to.
Yeah.
True.
Now, the son,
here's the catch.
Who was in her, was also shot up, brought her back, brought her to the hospital. She
was the kid shot, or did he suffer from, like, blood? She stopped, you know, providing him blood or amniotic oxygen.
I never I didn't get to that one.
Either way, he was affected.
Developmentally disabled.
Yes, and they were able to birth him.
Wow.
She stayed alive for 24 hours, sort of long enough to say what happened. Ray Cruz showed up to visit the hospital with his girlfriend.
Bald. Like, ballsy.
Wow.
Brazen.
And then when I believe... He said from prison, well, that's still my son. Like, I'd still like to have a relationship with him.
Oh, would you?
Legally.
Oh, okay.
And then he got off. The kid was severely disabled, given to grandmama to raise, I believe. And scant 18 years later, graduating high school? Hey, Robert, 40, Castro Valley?
Mijo? Yeah, I was just going to say, Chancellor, he's 21 now.
He's 21.
And he put in the work and would... He just walked across the stage with somebody helping him and was able to graduate high school. It was really inspiring.
I hope he sits on a park bench somewhere and some guy sits next to him and they're complaining about what happened before they were born. And like, my mom smoked unfiltered menthol cigarettes. Oh, that's what
she
remembered.
She had a half OCD, a glass of wine. Yeah. So a touch of ADHD.
She used to drink sherry to help her go to bed when she was 7 months pregnant me. Hey, Robert. Oh, hold on. Robert?
Yes?
How is he? Is he able to walk and everything?
Well, he's got cerebral palsy and some other issues, but from pictures that I've seen, he has like a walker that you see like an old person use. Mm-hmm. In the video that I saw, it would look like somebody who was either a teacher or a principal was walking him across the stage, but he was able to walk across the stage and it looked like he was waving to his grandparents. It's really sweet.
I wonder, is he able to speak?
You know, I'm not really sure, and it didn't really go into detail in the article. It just kind of said he worked really hard in order to get this degree, and it wasn't like they handed it to him.
Well, what would they say?
It says he can only speak.
Of course.
He speaks only a word or two at a time.
That's true for all of us.
Yeah.
Did you try to do more than one at a time?
Just real word salad.
Which are really hard to understand.
Gibberish.
Do all the words at once.
I think I know where they're heading, though.
Yeah.
Did we figure out whether he was physically shot? And I mean, the guy just stood next to the car window and just
unloaded.
Kept unloaded, and it seemed almost bizarre if he wasn't hit.
True.
But I don't know. And then, didn't Ray Cruz say, when I get paroled, I'm going to be reunited? And didn't he get paroled, or isn't he getting paroled?
Yeah, he's free. He
nice.
He became a free man. He's given his son several thousands of dollars through the court system in 2019. He still owes the Adamses, the family, millions in damages, though. He has had no face-to-face contact with his son since he was a baby.
Yeah, if you were the grandparents... On what planet would you allow this man to see this child?
Oh, my God. And the guy who was the trigger man, he's still in prison.
Yeah.
But the guy who hired him has been paroled.
That's nice. The one with the beef.
Yeah, Ray Cruth. He moved to Pennsylvania to live with a friend.
How nice.
Wow.
It's nice to see him laying on his feet.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
It's such an insane decision-making process because he was a good wideout in the NFL.
No. Oh, he was a wideout. You're right. I thought he was a DB. You're 100% right.
He was a wideout in the NFL, and he was good.
Okay.
You know, and people knew who he was. He had some contracts, you know, definitely could have had some good paydays, you know, could have done that.
Question, did the defense ever blame CTE?
No, I don't think that was part of it. He was young.
And the grandma, she says that I'm hoping someone will tell Ray about the great milestone that Chancellor, the son is reaching.
If he reads the news.
And as always, I'm still open. Maybe we can have some communication.
She's a saint.
And is that the grandma of the woman who was executed or
yes,
the mom of the woman who was executed?
Yes. The mom.
I wonder what Ray's mom is. doing. I'd like to meet Ray Cruz's mom and go, hey, nice job.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think she knows.
Let me tell you something, just to put it in context. If my adult son pulled his ponytail through the hole in the back of his ball cap, I would be devastated. Okay? And I would look at myself as a failure as a parent.
Right.
Okay, but for you.
And how do we quantify this?
Jesus Christ. All right. Wait a minute. Thanks, Robert, in Castro Valley. Robert, Castro Valley.
Thank you.
I want to appreciate that. And I don't know if you tweeted that to me, but I saw it.
No, no, no. It's funny because I actually was the first person to talk about this a long time ago, I think when AJ was on. And I said, oh, Ray Crews getting out of jail. Are you going to mark it on your calendar? And that was kind of like the first bringing back Ray Crews on the show talking about.
I think it may have been on a Behind the Sports, Beyond the Sports, True Sports, Real Sports.
Real Sports, probably.
Probably.
I saw it, too.
An expose. Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Carlos, 40, from San Diego. Carlos?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's everybody doing? First time, long time.
All right.
Yeah. You know who said, hey, hey, hey?
Who did?
Hey, hey. Is it from, that's, she's...
It's Dwayne.
Yeah.
What the hell is the name of it?
No,
what's
I think Rerun said, hey, hey, hey.
From What's Ooh. Happening.
Oh, we got to figure out.
From What's Happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Dwayne was not.
Hey, Raj. Hey, Rerun.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, yeah, hey,
it is Dwayne.
We were more easily entertained back then.
Clearly, Dino Mike.
You just sit there until the fat guy said, hey, hey, hey.
Catchphrases are real weird.
You're going to take D to the movies with you.
Catchphrases are real weird. Moment in like 70s, 80s sitcom.
What you
right?
talking about, Willis? Yeah, Dynamite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that makes me think, did white people have catchphrases?
We tried.
Yeah, it didn't work.
We tried. There's the catchphrase that everyone knows and ubiquitous. I mean, right. We had A and Fonzie, right. But there's the ones that they never committed to that didn't catch on, which was John Stamos from Full House would go, Lord, have mercy. But right. It never, they'd only use it every seventh episode, right, and right. It just never got any traction.
No, but you're right, cut it out.
Didn't the little one have like a come on, dude, or something?
Yeah,
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 but
one of the Olsen twins. You're right.
But if we have to debate it.
That's a good point.
Carlos? Sorry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey.
So,
okay.
So I was calling because a few days ago you guys were talking about like having a bad like 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And on my 21st birthday, under my mom's wish, I gave my brother's eulogy.
Oh, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Wow.
Honey.
How so what happened? I hope your brother was he 70 years
was
older
he
than you. Was it like Moonstruck?
So this happened back in 2001, and so he was 19, and he basically got shot in the back by the police where we used to live in National City, which is in San Diego County. Mm-hmm. And he was running away from the police, and one of the officers came up on him with the cruiser, and he slid over the hood, you know, like in the movies, and then he just kept running, and the cop, when he stepped out of the vehicle, just shot him in the back. Yeah. And that was it.
Did you guys lawyer up? Did you get a payday?
So what happened is that the lawyer started reaching out to my mom, mm-hmm. And she did lawyer up, and what happened is a weird thing, because everything was unexpected, right? And so my mom... when she started going to court and everything, they just started speaking really bad about my brother. I mean, you know, he was a gang member and everything. So they were just saying the worst things they could about, about gang members so that they didn't have to, you know, so they can reduce the payout.
Right.
They did end up paying her, I think it was like $200,000. And it was the money that she used to get out of living at the apartments, because we grew up living in apartments, and in 2002 we moved into a house with that money.
Wow!
And yeah.
How did you feel about giving the eulogy? You said it was your mom at your mom's request. How did you?
So, I at the time I felt okay about it. I kind of felt good that she asked me to do it. At church and everything, you know, I did. You know, some public speaking. I felt okay about doing it, and I wanted to say good things about him And so I felt good about it. But, you know, looking back, now that I'm about around the age that my mom was when everything happened, I don't know. It's just, it feels like it would be hard for me to ask somebody to do that. But, you know, I did it. And
well, let's see if we can cut your mom a little slack. The funeral was like on a Sunday. I mean, was it, you know, if it was on a Wednesday, I got a little beef with your mom because she should kick it back to Thursday or kick it up to Tuesday.
You have those options when you're not Jewish. You can kind of put it whenever.
Well, we don't know they're not Jewish.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Are you guys in the tribe, Carlos?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. We had to be sure.
Was it
on a Monday.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. And and she probably wasn't much in the mood to celebrate you.
No. Well, here's the other thing. I'm Jehovah's Witness, so we don't celebrate our birthdays anyway.
Right.
It's a twist.
But you know, it is the age where now I'm legally allowed to drink. So I kind of wanted to, you know, even though it was going to be a Monday, I kind of wanted to do a little bit of drinking.
Well, I'd suppose you'd need a drink after that eulogy, so hopefully you at least got your drink in.
Yeah, it was just the whole...
Wow.
Well, Carlos, you beat us all in the bad 21st birthday celebrations.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay now?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm married for 15 years, July 1st.
Too bad you guys can't celebrate.
Got my own house.
Are you still good. Jehovah? You're able to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and things?
No, I'm still a witness.
I think my parents were sort of de facto Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't think they followed many of the tenets, but the non-celebratory one, they had that
early
one locked
often.
In. Yeah, they're grandfathered in. Well, thanks, Carlos.
All righty. You guys have a good one.
Sorry to hear about your brother.
Thank you.
Sandra Lowe has joined us a little bit early, so I'll tell you what. Let's not make her wait. Let me just hit Geico, and then we'll bring Sandra in. Geico, do you rent your home? Well, sure, you do one or the other. And then there is your automotive policy. Well, how about you get your bundle going? Take your automotive policy and your homeowners or renters insurance and put it together. And a bundle, that's what they call it, Geico. And hell, summer's upon us now. Why don't you take a little road trip? I think we had a road trip story sponsored by Geico. Chris, you got a road trip story?
So I know I've talked about taking that school bus on a road trip when I was 20 with 15 of my friends. Well, 2 years later...
Ambitious. I mean, you bought a school bus.
Yeah.
You pulled out all the seats.
Oh, yeah. Pulled out all the seats. So what happened was we just wanted to go on a trip, and there were a lot of us. So we thought, and my neighbor around the block was selling a biodiesel school bus.
Oh, yeah.
And we all pitched in $200 to buy it and get it fixed
up. Was it roadworthy?
It kind of was. See, it was registered as an RV.
Oh, sure.
Which helped. And we took out all the seats. You know what we do, Adam? Since we got it for a summer trip, we bought it like in December. So we were getting hired out to do proms.
Mm.
We were using that bus
resourceful.
Any way we could. We emptied out all the seats, and since it was biodiesel, it had barrels of vegetable oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a sharp turn, and all the vegetable oil spilled all over the floor. Had to just fill the thing with kitty litter. And
good Lord.
Yeah, but we took it out for a summer. It was fun.
You persevered.
Having worked at a grocery store, oil spills are the worst spills.
Oh,
olive oil, veggie oil.
Viscous.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, so the kitty litter helped. But anyway, 2 years after that trip, three of my friends wanted to go to another road trip, just a smaller one where they would go to all the baseball stadiums. And we had a goodbye dinner for them just because they were going to be gone for a little over a month. And as I was sitting there, they were telling me about all the cool stuff they were going to do. And they were leaving at 6 a.m. the next day. And at 8 p.m. after the dinner, I go home and I give them a call. I'm like, is there room for one more person in that car? And they said, yeah. And I packed up all my stuff. I met
not
up with
a regular sized person.
Yeah, exactly. And I packed up my stuff. I went with them. I quit. I had two jobs at the time. I quit them both the next day when we were in Phoenix over the phone. I was just very
spontaneous. Footloose and fancy free.
Yeah, my girlfriend at the time, she was new. She wasn't very happy with me that I did that either. It's just one of those impulsive things that I felt like I needed to go.
How many ballparks? Well, I think we all sort of miss those days where you could just give in to impulse. Oh, yeah. You know,
we're going to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to Vegas. I still warn people because I've...
We're driving to Florida!
I've done the Vegas thing, and I was thinking about talking about this the other day, which is the Vegas or the any road trip, it sounds great. Our thing was we're going to finish our shows at the Acme Theater on a Friday night. We're going to get in Katie Donahue's Honda because it was newish, and we're going to take five people, and we're going to drive through the night. We're going to go to Vegas. But... we walked into the casino. It was 5:15 in the morning, and we're like, we want to check in. We go, we want to check in. We've been up all night.
Good luck.
Come back at 3 p.m.
10 hours.
And I remember going like, oh, yeah, we can't go anywhere. We don't have any money. We can't do anything. We sat in a coffee house for, you know, 11 hours, and it was so – and we'd all been up all night. We did two shows at Acme, rolled in at 5:30. It's like, I can't wait to hit that. We were going to put eight people in one room, but – the room is not available till 3 p.m, which you got to think about when you're going to land, not necessarily when you're leaving.
Speaking of road trips, one of the best little observations in the movie Swingers, where like they're headed out with piss and vinegar, and then 2.5 hours in, they're like, oh, Christ.
Vegas, baby.
Well, thank you, Geico, for sponsoring that road trip at geico.com. All right. Sandra Lowe is going to come in here and wax poetic about everything, and we'll do that right after this.